Israel finds shelter in Britain. The Christ was dimly seen in the form of the Christian doctrine and as the early Christians and the spread of Christianity. In the spread of Christianity, it is important to notice that history shows how the British Isles prove themselves veritable isles of refuge for Christianity. According to tradition, and tradition is sometimes correct, Christianity was introduced into England by Joseph of Arimathea a few years after the resurrection. Those to whom it was introduced were among the very lost sheep that Jesus referred to in his statement. I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The soil must be right or there can be no fruition, and Israel was this soil. What is Israel? What does Israel mean? You remember the 12 sons or descendants of Jacob, that which wrestled and prevailed over evil, appeared finally as 12 tribes. They eventually formed themselves into two kingdoms, the tribe of Judah, with part of the tribe of Benjamin becoming the kingdom of Judah, and the other tribes forming themselves into the kingdom of Israel. Judah was the royal line, but from Israel, Shiloh was to come. Shiloh means pure, spiritual sense. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. You also remember that Joseph, Jacob's loved son, who was hated of his brethren and was sold into Egypt, and who finally appeared as the saviour of his brethren, had two sons, the younger Ephraim and the older Manasseh. In blessing these two sons of Joseph, Jacob foretold the greatness of Manasseh, the elder, but the greater greatness of Ephraim, the younger, and as the Bible declares, he put the younger before the older. In speaking of Manasseh, Jacob said, he also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations.